So, what did you see? I guess what was your eyeball test for Zeke Elliott back in week 6 when you got to see him up close? What jumped off that?
Man, he's very fluent, strong, powerful, man. He's an all-around back, man. And, you know, he got a great old lineman in front of him as well, but he's definitely a good bet.
You guys feel like you found some corrections maybe in your scheme or discipline that would help prevent a repeat of the 150-plus?
Yeah, well, we just have to, man, stay in our gaps. We all be accountable and hold each other accountable, and, you know, the game will take care of itself.
Do you think playoff experience helps you guys in this scenario where they got a couple of rookies in real key spots?
You know, a lot of the guys in here have been in playoff situations. You know, we understand the importance of the game and, you know, how important each play is. So I think we have a lot of experience around here, so I think that'll definitely be a help for us.
Do you prefer going to a playoff game like this on a 7-game win streak versus a team that has almost 2 byes in a row coming into the playoffs? What can you talk a little bit about the differences there?
I really can't talk about differences, but I know that this team is, you know, we put in the work and a lot of confidence around this locker room. We're very excited about this matchup, and you know, we look forward to Sunday.
What's been the key to the turnover run you guys have been on the last 6-7 games?
Easy, man. Just get to the rock. You know, you never know what's going to happen during a play. So long as you're playing, you know, full speed, you know, through the whole entire play, you know, you're going to make plays. And, you know, when the ball touches your hand, man, you got to make sure you catch it.
Is that kind of thing contagious, where it just kind of boosts the confidence game to game?
It's definitely contagious. You know, guys have been showing their skills and catching the rock since I think it started the Seattle game, really. And, you know, we haven't stopped since then, so we just got to keep it going and creating turnovers and getting the ball back to the offense.
You guys have been so good keeping guys out of the end zone, especially early in games in that first quarter. On the road in a hostile environment against a young quarterback, is that even a bigger emphasis this week to you know, get off to that good start, get them off the board, and get the ball back to Aaron?
That's the most important thing, is starting fast, you know, finding ways to finish. And, you know, we just want to get the ball back in Aaron's head as soon as possible. So, you know, the more 3-and-outs we can get, you know, the more chances we have of winning this ball game.
Part of that is that they're down such. I think you guys are on 37% of the last 7 games. What have you guys been doing with them?
Man, just finding ways to finish, man, and finding ways to get off the field on third down. You know, whatever the scheme is, you got to execute it and, you know, go with the game plan.
I don't think you guys saw Dez in week 6. How does he change the equation for them?
He's definitely a key player for them. You know, definitely a guy when the ball gets in his hands. He's definitely, you know, good with the ball. You know, he's good at catching the ball at a high point. So, you know, we got to get hands with him, just disrupt the timing at the line of scrimmage as well, and, you know, we'll be fine.
You guys did a good job on Beckham. Does he provide a little bit more of a, I guess, physical presence to deal with?
You know, both of those guys are great receivers. You know, Dez and Odell are 2 different receivers. So, you know, we definitely got to get our hands on Dez and, you know, create, you know, disruption.